Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
All right, welcome everybody. Bob Stauffer in the 630 Chet Studios, joined by Brendan Escott, who's a big part of the show, and Helen Kennedy, and this is Oilers Now. Edmonton practicing today off the heels of an impressive 5-1 victory last night over the Vegas Golden Knights. The Oilers are going to be hosting at least the opening round of the NHL playoffs. There's still an outside chance they ultimately claim the Pacific Division title. In fact, it got a little bit closer last night. Lots of talk about that. Other topics. Ron McLean from NHL Hockey and Rogers will join us today at 5:35. David Staples, Cult of Hockey at 6:05. 6:35. NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. So that's our guest list. First half hour, we'll recap last night's game. There's a story, go to the mouth of the lion when it comes to radio. The biggest story in North America, one of the biggest stories today was the passing of O.J. Simpson, who was a the first running back to rush for over 2,000 yards and later was acquitted in the murders of Ronald Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. Brendan Escott is with us. You were you born in 1994? I'm trying to recall here if you were a 93 or 94 baby.
I'm a 94, but like September, and this happened in what, April?
It happened, yeah, in May of 94. Yeah. It was like, and I don't know if you've watched any, two of the best ESPN 30 for 30s ever made. There was the entire series on the trial of the century. And then obviously there was the story around the backdrop of the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup. Actually, it was in June of 1994 is when it occurred. I can remember where I was. I was up near Prince George working, and we could get AM radio from San Francisco. And when he went on that car chase, we went and got to a high point up in the high hills so we could hear the coverage that was coming across from one of the San Francisco stations. It was just so wild. You could text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Don't miss Wheel of Fortune live at the River Cree Resort and Casino. That's the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on Ashley Fine Floors, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to AshleyFineFloors.com. It has to be amongst one of the most top three, I don't know, like necessarily like using the word top, but most infamous trials involving a professional sports figure of all time. Like I'm trying to think of anything else that would trump that. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Do you remember when it happened? And then in 95, obviously, he was acquitted. And if you, it was a very different time. So if you, and I've read a lot about it, it was a significant, some would say seminal moment in United States jurisprudence history, no question about that. All right, so that happened. It was a really big deal back in the, television-wise, the trial was, a lot of people learned about law from watching that case on TV. Right? Because if you watched shows like Law and Order, the actual conviction rate in Law and Order is like at 97% or whatever, whereas the real conviction rate is significantly lower than that. And so I think it sort of does a disservice. Dick Wolf was a huge fan of the police and law enforcement. But if you actually, I think for a lot of people, their education in the law came from that trial back in the day. And I mean, there's a guy in town. He's the Count. His name's Gautam Rao, and he's friends with Damon Allen. And there was always, Marcus Allen and OJ both played at USC together, and Marcus had the better NFL career, even though OJ was probably for 1 year as good a running back of all time. Just a sad state of affairs, to say the least. And there's some people that they're like, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to talk. But you kind of have to talk about it. It was a pretty significant moment in North American history, to say the least. Again, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Brendan, was it easier than you thought last night for Edmonton against Vegas? Like, the Oilers did not have Connor McDavid. Granted, Vegas didn't have Mark Stone. They didn't have Alex Petrangelo. They also didn't have Chandler Stephenson, and they didn't have two-thirds of maybe the best fourth line in the league. So they're down five regulars. I don't care. That's a 5-1 game. And I'm not necessarily convinced the Oilers were really going full throttle in the final 8 to 10 minutes of that hockey game. You tell me what you think.
It showed well, I think, because of how much the depth players dictated the pace and controlled the game, really. I mean, that line, Holloway and McLeod and Corey Perry, they all looked fantastic, and it showed up on the score sheet. So if you expect that trend to continue, then I think things bode well. Aiden Hill looked good. He definitely, and particularly considering he got clattered into hard at
early.
Least once, yeah, and it looked like he tweaked his groin at some other point. So, you know, things to consider. I think Vegas looked like they missed Petrangelo a lot.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And they signed Noah Hanifin. We mentioned that on yesterday's show after we did the interview with the general manager, Kelly McCrimmon of the Vegas Golden Knights, that it appeared as though it was inevitable that they were going to find a way to get Noah Hanifin done. Well, they got him done in the next 24 hours, so that tells you a lot right there. All right, our top story again for Legacy Heating and Cooling. We're going to do the injury report in early because it pertains to the Edmonton Oilers. The injury report brought to you, as always, by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, proud supporters of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, and the U of A Golden Bears. Trent was connected to some a team that came in from Vernon today, so I know he had Evander Kane meet with those kids after practice. But at practice today, Connor McDavid was not on the ice for the main session today, nor was Cody Ceci, nor was Sam Carrick. And I think you're going to see that Troy Stetcher is going to play against his former team, the Arizona Coyotes, tomorrow, likely paired with Darnell Nurse. Derek Ryan will check in for Sam Carrick, who just got back in the lineup after the last couple games. Brendan, with the victory, does it ease the decision not to rush McDavid? Like, did it matter? Like, they won fair. Like, Arizona's a sneaky team. They got some goal scoring. They don't generate a lot from the back end. But does it build some confidence that, you know what, maybe it buys an extra day here for Connor McDavid? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think the pursuit of 100 assists is in danger. Maybe the pursuit of the Pacific Division title if you want the extra round worth of home ice advantage, and that's really what you're looking at it as. But you might not get to that second round if you don't have a healthy Connor McDavid. Who knows how things play out? So I think the team performing the way that it is against these types of teams, beating Colorado and beating Vegas like that and doing the Vegas job without McDavid in the folds, yeah, that kind of kicks the can a little further down the road, yeah. Although I suspect he'll want to be in against Vegas too, against Vancouver on Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah, there we go. This text comes in. Guys are having a little bit of fun with this topic. Craig says, Bob, the Bronco chase, super slow-mo. By the way, OJ's son did it. And the juice was covering for him. And then he also shot Kennedy. So he's jamming conspiracy theories together. But it was like, it was a big, big deal back in the day. Bob, the Holloway line was the best in last night's victory from Big Al. Yeah, you know what? They were pretty good. Let's go to our Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear.
The Game Day Lineup Report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
The Vegas Golden Knights in town. Oilers get set to take them on here at Rogers Place. Just tipped wide off the stick of McLeod. CeCe puts it to the net. Scores! Cody CeCe!
Yeah, I think the whole shift, we were just trying to funnel pucks to the net. They're a good team defensively when they're set up, so the more we can catch them off guard, the better.
Now on the right to McLeod, across to Ekholm, scores! Matthias Ekholm! Off the left wing, goes glove side on Hill, and it's 2-0 Oilers.
Well, Matthias Ekholm leads the National Hockey League in even strength points for defensemen since the All-Star break. That's his 25th even strength point.
Drysdale out to the slot, shot, rebound, scores! Zach Hyman picks up the rebound, and it's 3-0 for the Oilers. To Hyman, out to Nugent Hopkins, to Drysdale, scores! Leon Drysdale off the right side, gets his 41st of the year, hits 4-0 Oilers. To the middle for Noah Hanifin, a breakaway pass to Kolesar, the shot scores! Keegan Kolesar got a shorthanded breakaway, he goes glove side on Skinner, puck dumped in, the wraparound, scores! Dylan Holloway! Picked it up behind the net, wrapped it around on Hill, and it's 5-1 Oilers!
Well, Dylan's rewarded, he's been on it tonight.
I think the goalie saw me. I kind of got lucky. I was thinking to myself, I was like, there's no way he's leaving it. And then I got left perfectly there for me.
His legs were going out there. He was competing. And, you know, for him, I think he wanted to come out here and obviously make a statement for how good he feels playing. And he played great for us.
The Edmonton Oilers are going to pick up win number 48. 5-1 the final over the Vegas Golden Knights.
There you go. Some of the sound in last night's game. Here's Oilers head coach Chris Doblock, and he was asked about the Oilers playing without number 97.
Every team that I've coached, when you're missing a star player or one of your better players, everyone needs to step up. And they also are excited about the opportunity. You know, there's 20 minutes or 23 minutes that's going to be available for taking, and you know, they get excited and they know they have to step up, and everyone just seems a little more focused on their game because you're missing somebody that's going to be helping you, so you know you're missing a key player to help you have success. Everyone's just got to step up their game a little bit.
Certainly, according to Knobloch, Dylan Holloway had an impressive performance.
Speed, physicality, and maybe provides a little bit of offense, and I think he did all those things tonight. But starts his first shift in on the forecheck, finishes check on the defenseman, and knocks him over. You know, he's still got the speed to come back and play, get in back in position defensively. You know, he made a lot of good plays tonight. You know, their line was +3. He got a goal. So, you know, I was very happy with the way he played.
Corey Perry, dude's a smart player. Almost, they played, I told you, 40 minutes, 5-on-5 before Holloway went down. McLeod with Holloway and Perry, and they looked a lot good last night. Dylan Holloway had this to say in his first game back.
Yeah, I think in the long run, it helped me develop a little bit. Just playing in all opportunities, playing lots of minutes every night. It was definitely big for me, definitely big to get my touches and my confidence up, so I was feeling pretty good.
There you go. And Holloway also had this to say in his overall game.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to step in and, I don't know, do something, so I tried to throw a hit there. I just try to play fast, play physical. He told me in practice yesterday he just wants me to use my speed, so just trying to do that as much as I can.
And Holloway also added some insight on what he corrected in Bakersfield.
Big thing was defensive play, just being reliable in the D zone. And another big thing is puck protection. Sometimes when I get the puck in the corners, I try and face the guy and expose the puck a little bit. But a big thing was just to kind of use my body as kind of a shield and hold on to pucks in the corners.
Meanwhile, Zach Hyman had this to say about playing without 97 last night.
As a group, collectively, I had to step up and play better. And I thought collectively it was one of our better games of the season, just everybody on the same page. And then I thought Holler, who came in the lineup, was fantastic. Just him and Clouder and Paris were probably our best line, and they were skating and making plays. So, you know, when a guy like Connor's out, guys got to step up, and I thought they did.
All right, it is 5:20 in Edmonton. When we come back in Oilers Now, we're going to play some Chris Knobloch from today. We'll give you the line combos again for today. Brendan Escott will have NHL today. And I'll tell you about a retirement in the National Football League with a connection to Edmonton. We'll get to that when we return in Oilers Now. All right, let's go right to it. Chris Knobloch today after practice gave us an update on Connor McDavid.
He's day-to-day. If it was a playoff game, he'd be playing last night. But I guess he's still questionable for tomorrow.
And Knobloch added McDavid wants to get back in soon.
Absolutely, anytime we have a chance to get him in the lineup, I don't think we have to worry about pulling him out of the lineup or losing his spot. Some guys might, but I like the way that we responded. I liked how we played, but if he's ready to play, he's coming back in. I think just the biggest picture is moving forward, his health, and is he 100% ready and good to go when playoffs start, because that's when it's most important.
Cody Ceci and Sam Carrick did not skate today. Here's Chris Knobloch.
He wasn't. It was a maintenance day. Again, definitely could have been on the ice. We'll decide tomorrow if he's going to play or not. Obviously, we've got Stetch, who we want to get back in the lineup. We're playing it back-to-back. We kind of had planned that he was going to play one of the three games. Tomorrow might be a good opportunity for him to play.
And Carrick?
Carrick finished the game yesterday. He had a little collision. He will be day-to-day, but he will not play tomorrow. Just he'll need a little bit more time, but Monday, possibly be back in the lineup for that.
Let's go to NHL Today. It's presented by Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brandon Escott.
Jets look for a fifth win in a row when they visit the Western Conference leading Dallas Stars tonight. Jets are third in the Central, but could still catch Dallas. They enter the game 7 points back with a game in hand. Elsewhere, you've got Toronto hosting New Jersey, Ottawa, Tampa Bay, and the Islanders welcoming Montreal. Calgary's at Los Angeles. You heard about Vegas and that Noah Hanifin contract extension, $7.35 million over 8 years. Jakob Silverberg is retiring at the end of this season. 33-year-old Ducks forward calling it a career. Bakersfield lost 4-2 to San Diego last night. Chance to bounce back tomorrow on the road in Coachella Valley. Weekend action in the WHL playoffs. It is round two. Red Deer and Saskatoon drop the puck tomorrow night. And Gardner McDougal from the undefeated University Cup champion University of New Brunswick. There we go. The Varsity Reds. He is coaching the U18 team this year, Bob.
He's a good coach. He looks like Dead Flanders, but he's a heck of a coach. All right. A note connected to Edmonton. There's long been a relationship between the Edmonton Eskimos, then the Edmonton Elks, and for that matter, the Edmonton Oilers and the Green Bay Packers. And part of that reason that it's occurred is because of Kenny Lowe, who is the for years was on the medical side with first the Eskimos and then the Edmonton Oilers. He, amongst several others in the Oilers and the Eskimos, now Elks organizations, had a good relationship with a guy by the name of Red Batty. 43 years in the National Football League. He retired today as the Green Bay Packers equipment manager. I cannot express to you how many different Edmonton junkets, be it for football, hockey, sometimes we'd go into Chicago and see Red. There may have even been a time when Red, much to the bemusement of some of my closest friends back in 2006, not that it left on this day, maybe it's an appropriate term, an indelible impression on my mind, but Red just absolutely crushed me and cut me to shreds in front of a bunch of my buddies. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So congrats to Red. He had an amazing career. He used to work in the CFL back in the day, 43 years in the National Football League. Brent, remember I told you there's listeners in Wisconsin? Well, guess what? Red and his family were the listeners to Oilers Now in Wisconsin. So a special shout-out. Congrats on your retirement, Red. There you go. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. And when we come back, Ron McLean.